The first Federal Plaza building is here on Main Street. It's the one with the round top. That was a revolving restaurant once upon a time. Now it's office space. Really high office space. 21 stories above ground. To really get a sense of what that means, you have to stand here on the sidewalk and look up. I'm not usually one to back away from a good adventure, but I admit I'm wavering just a little. Then I remind myself why I'm here.
Where is Danny at? Because the child just got killed on Fairbanks.
I got called from the communication center, indicating that we had a homicide.
In our newsroom, we cover a lot of stories about kids who are at risk. The dropouts, the violence, the hopelessness. I sit next to these kids and listen to their stories, and sometimes it's hard to see a happy ending, and sometimes there isn't one. But when there is, it's usually because somebody reached out and gave that child a reason to believe in himself. There are countless organizations, programs, and people who do this in Rochester. Urban Scouting is one of them.
Julie, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. And tell you what.
And your name is?
I'm Mike Hills. Okay. I'm with Over the Edge.
Okay.
And would you like me to hold that for you while you put your stuff on?
Oh.
Because you're going to need your hands free.
Okay.
Mike helps me step into a nylon harness that wraps around my shoulders, legs, and waist.
Okay, we're going to tighten everything up now.
Okay.
Just like, well, probably a little bit different.
Then there's a helmet, which Mike readily admits will not save my life if I fall off the building.
Helmets don't. They're not designed for that. So you got your hair tied back, and you're not worried about that. Pockets empty. Do you have anything? We got this right here. No loose
clothes.
We go
through the checklist one last time, and then Mike explains the ropes.
You're on two ropes. Two different ropes. It's kind of like if one, you know.
One goes.
Oh, he's got a second. We don't like to think of it that way because that's not really what it's all about.
He says, I control the first rope. The second rope, he says, can be controlled by the crew. It's just there so they can slow me down if I get a little too enthusiastic out there. I'm not sure I buy that, but I resist my reporter's urge to probe deeper. At this point, that answer works for me. I head up to training.
Okay. Training for you. Alrighty, thank you. Julie.
Julie Bryan.
Nice to meet you.
Bryan gives me a few instructions and then tries to simulate my rappel by using a staircase inside the building.
I'm going to give you that sensation right now so you got an idea what it's
okay.
all about, okay?
Yep.
All right, so what I want you to do is put your heels, lock the instep right here, right on the edge of that step. Put
okay.
your feet about shoulder width apart.
Okay.
Yep. And then all I want you to do is I want you to keep your instep there, and I just want you, without activating that, just sit
It's what
back.
I would call an epic fail, since the blue thingy that is supposed to stop me doesn't, and I fall down the steps backwards. But Bryan somehow brushes that off and makes it seem unimportant. Out to the rooftop I go.
What am I going to grab onto?
Up the ladder and grab onto this orange pipe.
All right.
Then it's over the edge.
Off we go.
I have a recorder in my backpack, fully intending to keep an audio diary on the way down. But during the next 9 minutes, I barely manage to speak a word. It's not fear, I'm in awe. And it's not the amazing view, which reaches up over the Genesee River to Lake Ontario and all across the city to the surrounding hills. Nope. It's something much deeper, something impossible to truly describe, like freedom or faith. Then it's over. More people reach out to guide my landing.
Kneel down. And squat
right.
down. Okay. Now stand back up.
Great. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, that was a blast.
Wasn't it fun?
I want to do that again.
This is what it means to have others, even complete strangers, help you believe in you. The organizers of 21 Stories for Scouts say, it's not about stepping off a building. It's about whom you keep from falling. Julie Phillip, WXXI News.